the latest from podnews.net with Memberful, the easiest way to create a members-only podcast feed. The Google Podcasts app on Android, iOS, and the web is now an actual podcasts app because from today it supports subscribing by RSS feeds, which means it now works with all members-only podcast feeds, which is a good thing. If you're a developer, we've got the link for you as a direct way to subscribe your listeners to an RSS feed. Our FAQ has more information. You'll find both of those things in our show notes and our newsletter today. The feature now also allows PodNews to offer Google Podcast buttons for all shows, even if they're not listed. As one example, we've linked you to The Missing Crypto Queen, a brilliant show from the BBC, which blocks Google from listing its podcasts. Friendly social marketing platform ToneDen have added PodLinks, a simple landing page for your podcast, complete with analytics. Casted, a podcast platform built for B2B marketers, has seen its revenue quadruple in its second year, they say. StreamGuys have released a major update to their podcast platform, SG Recast. Now at version 4, there are better editing tools and new automation capabilities. Spotify have published their 2020 Podcast Hall of Fame. It's a podcast playlist with hand-picked episodes showing the best of 2020. You can expect Reply All, 99% Invisible, WTF, Call Her Daddy, Resistance, and plenty more, but a curious absence of anything from Joe Rogan. And Manscaped and podcasting are growing together, says Midroll, who've posted a case study into the men's grooming products. More than 40 shows on Midroll have run campaigns with Manscaped. And a few months ago, PodNews published a story about Manscaped looking for new podcasts to sponsor. Congratulations to the Who and How Club, which is now proudly sponsored by Manscaped. They're so excited, they've done a special dedicated show. They tell us it's all thanks to that post on PodNews, and they tell us that their promo code is WHOHOW20 to save 20%, which is a bit shameless.
If you're on vacation in London for 2 weeks, Big Ben is a must-see. But if you live in London, you can visit the iconic clock tower at any time, which ends up meaning never.
Correct. That's the Big Ben problem highlighted in Before Breakfast, a time management podcast from iHeartRadio, talking about making time for the adventures that are close by. In point of fact, Big Ben is the name of the bell, not the tower, which is called the Elizabeth Tower, or at least it was called that in 2012. Before that, it was simply called the Clock Tower, not St. Stephen's Tower, that's a different tower. And in any case, the tower, if not the clock, is covered in scaffolding at the moment, so even if you could get to London, it's probably not worth it. You should go and see the Design Museum instead, if you ask me. But anyway, the point of all of this is that it's one of the 100 great podcasts recommended by the Bello Collective. I will link to that today in our show notes and our newsletter. And How Not to Travel returns for a second series from Studio Okenta. It's the COVID-19 edition, exploring the many ways in which travellers and travel industry people have adapted to a year without travel. This update from PodNews is with help from Memberful. Sell memberships to your podcast audience and make revenue. Memberful works with your existing podcast hosting and, as you've just heard, even works with Google Podcasts now. So that's good, isn't it? You can find out more at memberful.com. That's memberful.com. And that's the latest from PodNews.net.